Track 4. Progress Test 4. IELTS Listening Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about Australian art. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
In the first of this series of talks on Australian culture, I'd like to give you an overview of Australian art. We will mostly be concentrating on the period after the first settlers arrived, looking at Aboriginal art in a separate lecture. As you know, James Cook first charted the coastline of Australia in 1770, and on board his ship was perhaps Australia's first non-Aboriginal artist, Sidney Parkinson, a botanical illustrator. The drawings he made of Australian wildlife were taken back to Europe, where they were not always taken very seriously. Famously, a great many people thought that his drawing of a platypus was a hoax, that such a creature could not really exist. Further expeditions in the early 19th century also carried professional illustrators, and the first resident professional artist was John Lewin. He settled here in 1800, although he'd originally intended to return to England, using the proceeds he made from his paintings of wildlife. Unfortunately for him, the fashion for this had passed, so he also set up a business as a painter of portraits of well-known people in Sydney. The 19th century is all about the move from a more European perspective towards developing a uniquely Australian vision. Artists such as Tom Roberts and Arthur Streeton were part of the so-called Heidelberg School, which focused on the very different Australian light, representing the much brighter, vibrant colours of our land. Incidentally, the school wasn't named after the German city, but after a farm near Melbourne where the painters met to paint. By the 1850s, art exhibitions had begun to be popular, and the first art gallery, the National Gallery of Victoria, as it's now known, was founded in 1861. It isn't until the 20th century that the first well-known women artists began to emerge. At the beginning of the century, one well-known female artist was Grace Cossington Smith, the subject of a recent exhibition at the National Gallery. Cossington Smith is perhaps best known for her paintings of Sydney Harbour Bridge, before it was completed. She was drawn to the image of the two sides straining to meet in the middle. More recently, Emily Kungwari, an Aboriginal artist who didn't begin painting professionally until she was nearly 80, has become one of the most commercially successful Australian artists ever. One of her last paintings recently sold for over $1 million. Other notable artists and movements of the 20th century would have to include James Gleeson, Australia's foremost surrealist, and Ian Fairweather, a Scottish expatriate whose paintings were an amazing mixture of Aboriginal and Asian art. And now, we reach the present day. Of course, artists continue to be influenced by the great movements of the past, but there are some peculiarly 21st century influences too. The digital age is making quite an impact, as is the increasingly urgent question of the environment. One artist who is particularly well known for his eco-art is John Dalson. Dalson makes his art from things found on the beach, but not the seaweed and seashells you might expect. About 10 years ago, Dalson, who loved walking on the beach, started to notice quite how much rubbish was being washed up. He started picking it up to bring home and noticed how, sorted into different colours, it could seem almost beautiful. In 2000, he won the Wynn Prize for his work, Totems, tall totem poles made entirely of rubber beach sandals that he had found washed up on the sand. Another more recent work, Blue Rope, has layers of different colours, blue and green. It looks like the sea, but is made from old nylon rope, fishing nets and plastic bags. Not surprisingly, the environmental movement has taken him to their hearts, as not only is he actually picking up a great deal of rubbish, he's also doing a lot to raise awareness of the problem.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.